Let's move on now. The ISIL has called on local men in Iraq's western province of Anbar to join the group in its war against government forces. Tribal sources in Heat say anyone who refuses to join the Takfir militants will be lashed up to 80 times. They say local people are living in a state of fear and are not allowed to leave the town. ISIL terrorists are reportedly trying to compensate the militants they lost during battles in recent weeks. The insurgents have also transferred part of their combat equipment and armored vehicles to al-Baghdadi district and the town of Hadisa. They're preparing for an offensive against Ain al-Assad air base. The base is currently used by the Iraqi army as a launch pad for attacks on ISIL-held areas. For more on this, let's talk to Eric Dreitzer, founder of StopImperialism.com from New York. Welcome, sir. Mr. Dreitzer, it seems that as the anti-ISIL campaign by the Iraqi and Kurdish forces in collaboration with the local militia continues, the Takfiris are more and more resorting to forcefully recruiting locals. Just what has changed on the ground, do you think, that has led to this new tactic by ISIL?
Well, I think that there's a number of things that we should be paying attention to. I think first and foremost are the strategic gains and military victories, tactical victories that have been won, hard-won victories, I would add, by the forces of the Syrian government, that is to say the Syrian Arab Army. This is a little reported aspect of the continuing conflict in the war, both in Iraq and in Syria. The simple fact that Assad has really maintained a strong military posture inside of Syria, one that has essentially forced the members of ISIL not only to take refuge in Iraq, but essentially to make Anbar a base, one of the base for recruitment. And the recruitment is, of course, something that is becoming all the more important for the organization as the well of Saudi backing, and particularly the Saudi terror networks, is drying up. Remember that we had a steady stream of fighters coming from places like Chechnya and Kosovo and many other far-flung parts of the globe, and that stream has slowed to a trickle. And so the fact that we're beginning to see forced conscription of Iraqi citizens into this ISIL force really should come as no surprise. And one last point on that is simply that fascist groups always resort to forced conscription. You have reports of exactly the same thing happening in eastern Ukraine, and these are the same forces that the United States and the West support over and over and over again.
Now, regardless of the fact that whether this tactic will be effective or not, will this tactic have any kind of backlash against the foreign-backed militants in terms of the support they may have had so far from any local groups?
Well, indeed, I mean, it will earn them the ire of many of the people in the region. But the question then becomes, what resort do those people have? I mean, what opposition can they really put up against ISIL? At this point, the infrastructure of opposing ISIL is essentially gone. And remember, it should be really central in everybody's minds the fact that we now have at least 10 separate reports of the United States and its allies providing military aid through supposed mistaken drops to the ISIL forces. And so the backlash on the one hand locally will happen, but on the broader scale, ISIL continues its war with direct backing from the United States, Israel, and a number of other powers. And now as far as the Sunni Iraqis, they don't have any indigenous opposition to ISIL, not the least of which reason is the fact that once the Maliki government was toppled through the strong-arm tactics of the United States, it essentially became a client state of the U.S., and that is the reason why the people of Anbar really have no recourse.
All right, we'll leave it there. Many thanks to Eric Dreitzer, founder of StopImperialism.com from New York. Thanks for your time there, sir.